This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With the 2014 World Cup of Soccer, the soccer kind of football, just months away, Brazil is still working on the infrastructure. Six of Brazil's 12 World Cup stadiums are already overdue, including a complex in Manaus, where some construction workers died recently, and pay for laborers is an issue as well. The BBC's Wira Davis reports from Manaus.
Religious music plays from a passenger ferry here at Manaus's busy port. And while many people here welcome the tournament, Eduardo Riker, a local lawyer, says that others see it as a missed opportunity.
We're excited to experience the World Cup, see great players, but we're disappointed with some things that were promised to the city and to the people that were never delivered, some investments that were promised and they were never made.
After a bad week for Brazil's World Cup organisers, when FIFA warned another stadium it could be excluded over unacceptable delays, there was some good news as the new arena was officially opened in Natal. But the danger now is that in the rush to complete those other venues, including Manaus, corners may be cut and safety compromised. The main stadium is nearing completion and it looks pretty impressive, but it's all come at a very high cost. Two workers were killed here last year, the most recent just before Christmas when he fell from the roof. Now, there are men still working on the roof today. They say that safety conditions are much better here. But we've spoken to many workers here who say they're being pushed to complete the project as quickly as they can, and many aren't even being paid.
It's a dangerous job at times because it's crazy in there, and there's always pressure to finish the job, says Fernando, a local man who works at the stadium.
But he says the worst thing is that I've not been paid for weeks. That story is repeated often, especially by contracted workers from abroad or from nearby Brazilian states. These Haitians, and there are many of them, say they have no money for food and have been working for a month without pay. Stadium manager Miguel Capobianco insists that after the recent tragedies, safety is not being compromised and no one is under any undue pressure. Moreover, he says, those workers involved in the accidents were nearly always to blame themselves for not following guidelines.
The BBC's Wira Davis reporting from Brazil.